It's EV News briefly for Thursday, the 25th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free, by the way. Be part of the legends list at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Volvo's EX30, that's their baby crossover, which is new, is selling really well. Almost 9,000 last month in March, and a first quarter of almost 15,000. Volvo delighted that it's soon going to be their best-selling electric vehicle, and it starts at 35 grand as well. Production of the Big Daddy EX90 starts in the second quarter of this year, which we're in now. And, of course, there's the people carrier, the EM90, but that's China only. Tesla's Model 3 Performance could well be the bargain of the year, and I'm fully aware that I'm saying bargain in the same sentence as $45,000, but it starts at $52,990. The thing is, the Model 3 Performance gets the federal tax credit, and the long-range all-wheel drive, well, it doesn't. And so if you financially, it's all to do with earnings targets and single filing, joint filing, but if you do get the $7,500 off, or you're leasing any vehicle to get that tax credit, but if you're buying, it's better to buy. I say better unless you want the extra handful of miles for the long range. Why wouldn't you buy the Performance? You get significant hardware differences, you know, the seats, the active damping, track mode V3, and this weekend we'll have a whole special podcast all about the Model 3 Performance, but there's significant hardware upgrades that will make it more expensive to make than the long range. But it's cheaper by about $2,000 and change to buy that vehicle. So does that kind of mess with Tesla's lineup a little bit? Performance has always been the most expensive, but it's not at the moment. And again, it is the value of the year, I think, in terms of 2.9 seconds, 0 to 60. You've got to spend 100 grand to get that in combustion world. Now let's talk a little bit about Hyundai. Having a good time in the first quarter of the year, overtaking Ford, actually, and becoming number two in the United States. They sold 23,000 EVs in the first quarter of the year. Everyone's a long way behind Tesla. Then followed by Ford and GM and Volkswagen and BMW on about 10,000 units in the first quarter of the year. Ford say they are still committed to making a cheaper electric vehicle, even though their EV revenue dropped significantly in Q1. It was because of intense pricing competition. They sold more vehicles, but made less money. The first quarter of the year, the Model E bit of the business lost $1.3 billion. Last year's full EBIT loss for Model E. In 2023, brace yourself, $4.7 billion on sales of 116,000 EVs at Ford. So work to do. They're on the next generation EVs, which their CEO, Jim Farley, is still optimistic about the future profitability of those vehicles. Kia is showing off their EV3 ahead of an unveiling, official unveiling. They've been teasing it. Of course, it'll sit in the lineup with like the EV6, EV9. They are 800 volt-ish cars. This is a 400 volts architecture on the EGMP, but that is something that will make it cheaper. You know, there's a better supply chain, a cheaper parts, and more established 400 volt architecture, but won't charge quite as fast as other cars in the lineup, and it won't be quite as efficient, but it's really not a game changer if we can get the price of that EV3 down, which, much like the Volvo EX30, is very much stripped out with a big screen and not much else. Maxus in the UK is announcing the eDeliver 5, 64 kilowatt hour battery for a couple of hundred miles of range. That is 335 kilometers and starts at £34,000, by the way. Two roof heights for different payloads, and a competitor to the e-Transit, although a much smaller battery in this. And the EPA is granting $1 billion for electric school buses and heavy-duty vehicles. And that's briefly